teaching elements of warm-up. Kinesthetic movement. Did you notice they were singing flat? What did I do? I had them throw a football, right? Kinesthetic movement. Get them moving. Singers understand and retain musical concepts better when they actively experience it. Now, some of you may come later to my session after this about, it's called ORF instruments, but I'm not just talking about ORF instruments. I'm a certified ORF teacher. What does that mean? Well, I'm not quite sure. It means that I teach using the ORF method. The ORF method means participation, experiencing, interacting with it. Do I ask you questions all the time? Yes. Are you giving me feedback? Yes. They are part of the process. I call myself a facilitator. I told them this morning that I'm going to help give them tools, and we're going to work through things, but ultimately, they're going to choose how they sing and what the final product is. Not me. I'm waving my arms and I can stand on my head, but if they don't choose to do it, it's not going to happen. So I believe that they need to experience it, they need to live it, put it inside them. One of the things that really gets me down is, you know, with this, they have music. They're holding binders. I can't get them to physically experience it as much because they're holding music. And a lot of time at church, you know, you're holding music. But for a lot of phrases, and those of you who've worked with me before, I say, put it down. You got that phrase memorized. Okay, do this or do that, you know. And you know your choir, but if you can get them off of the music, think how much more expressive you can be. Yeah? I mean, you can really sing to them. All right, example of movement. Circles with fingers going forward. It is forward placement, but it's also energy, these little spinning things. So, excuse me. Stand up, guys, for me again. Let's do E and go and spin a circle right at Mr. Petty's forehead. Ready? E, and. So that was okay. Try it on O. But get those circles going like they're propeller blades and not, you know, going to crash into the ocean. Ready? And. So you see how that works? So you've got things like that. E, it doesn't work as well for it because you want the lips taller and placed forward, and I'll get to E in a minute. E is really hard. Large circle around the chest area. This really gets buoyancy going. And I can do something with that a little later. Tapping fingers on the hand, throwing a frisbee or a football, a flick. You're flicking something, would you, you know, flick. Pointing index fingers and moving forward is beautiful for E. Do say, E, E. That'll make it really tall. Go, E, E. Oh, very, oh, love it. Now sing E and point and get it really out there at me. Ready? E. Get those lips up. Do you see how that movement changed from a circle? So some movements work better with others. And guess what? It's okay to try one and it not work. You will not be punished. There will not be a test afterwards. All right? Your singing voice. This is where I get in trouble. But I say it anyways because I think it's true. And I told these guys, that's it. I'm a very truthful and honest person, and I think people appreciate that about me. Because when there's a problem, then I know how to fix it because of this statement. Your choir is a vocal reflection of you. Plain and simple. When they sing, it reflects upon me as their director. When my choir sings, it reflects upon me. When there's a problem that I'm not sure how to fix and I can't get it right, and I keep going over it with them and over it with them and over it with them, I have to rewind my tape and go, A, did I sing it wrong? And B, am I modeling it wrong? If I want forward placement from them, if I want, I'm not going to sing. there's a difference, right? And I can stand on my head and say as much to them as possible, and bring it forward, do this. But if I'm not modeling it for them, it's not going to happen. Do you remember what I said to you, sopranos, earlier today? Remember I said to you, are you singing exactly like I'm modeling? And what did you say? Oh, and then you did it, and it totally changed. Challenge them. You know, I love it when I'm working with my sopranos at my church choir. And I love all sopranos, so don't get me wrong. And I have some sopranos who are really altos, but they say they're sopranos. And it's church choir, you know. Okay, you're a soprano. And then those E-flats come in, and you go, okay, if you're a soprano, you should have an E-flat. You should actually have a G. Actually, you should be able to sing a high C, but that's beside the point. We're in church, right? And those high E-flats come in, and they go, can you rewrite this? You know, and that's when I get out, you know, my wonderful head voice, and, oh, by the way, don't call it a falsetto. You know what falsetto means? False voice. It's not a false voice. I'm singing to you, okay? All right, it's a head voice. And, you know, I start doing scales with them. And I'm getting up there, and I'm going, okay, and you can't hit the E-flat, why? You know, modeling for them. They need to know. Okay, modeling good versus bad. You can say, which sounds better? I need music. Where's my music? Isn't this a typical choral rehearsal? You think you have everything, and then you go, where's my music? All right. So we might do, oh, sons and daughters of the King. Which sounds better? Oh, sons and daughters of the King. What? Which one, A or B?
A.
Good. You know, and a lot of times you make it so extreme that they get it. But I had one kid, and one kid said to me one time, "We do not sound that bad." And I said, "No, you don't. I'm just trying to demonstrate for you." But you want them to understand the difference. And then challenge them to make it correct. Okay, did you do it exactly like A? Sing A.
Oh, sons and daughters of the King.
Oh, sons and daughters of the King.
Was mine a little more forward than yours? Okay, can you sit up tall? Feet are flat. Can you give me more energy? And can you put your hand?
Oh, sons and daughters of the King.
And lift a little more. Ready? And go.
Oh, sons and daughters of the King.
You see? So it challenged them. Even if it's that much, they want to be challenged. They want to. You don't want to be good, do you? You want to be
great.
I do lots of playing with my choirs, too. You know, it's so great. You know, when we do warm-ups, we do the typical warm-ups, don't we? We do go. And. And is that really effective? Are we doing anything with that? No, because they've checked out and they're going, okay, I haven't eaten dinner yet. Baby's got to go to bed. Son's got homework. Let's get on with this, right? You have to keep it interactive. So a lot of times I do call and responses so that I can fix things immediately and I can get things moving. So would you be my echo sitting nice and tall? Would you go? Play around with them, and I'm fixing things and changing things and going to different things and taking them different places. And it's fun, too, because you turn it into a game. And you know what? Have fun with adults. You want to have fun. I mean, that's why we sing, because we enjoy it. We shouldn't make it work. You know, I'm so happy I get to do what I do every single day. It's fun. You know, I hate the desk part of my job. You know, I love this part of my job. All right, call and respond. Chanting voice. If you are not a confident singer, chant. Speak the text. O sons and daughters of the King.
O sons and daughters of the King.
What's lifted when you were saying that? Soft palate. Oh, bravo. I didn't go, O sons and daughters of the King. Right? I lifted my soft palate. I used inflection. I rounded my lips. I was using all of those five techniques, right, in the speaking. And I love the little phrase from The Music Man. Singing's just a saint speaking, right? Use your speaking. Use your speaking. We do a very bad disservice to it. Use it. Chant. But use it correctly. Okay? If you are from areas that have different dialect to them, Southern twang, all of those things, you must try and keep it as pure as possible, right? As pure as possible as you are chanting it and speaking it. You can also sing it. O sons and daughters of the King!
O sons and daughters of the King!
Now, I really like that more forward. Would you take your fingers like this and go, O sons and daughters of the King!
O sons and daughters of the King!
Would you go,
King!
King! Do you hear the difference then with that? So use chanting voice. That also gives you some time to relax a little bit and give your voice a break. Some benefits of using chanting voice: balance weight in the voice, unified vowels, phrasing, breath, eliminating vocal tension. Oh, that's a bad thing, right? And a lot of times as we're going through rehearsal, you're starting to feel it here, and you need to just take a break and stop. Imagery and metaphors. Choirs benefit from using weight and color, light versus heavy. So I've not used some of these with them, okay? So this is new for them. So, Sarah, can you come over here? This is Sarah. She's our wonderful accompanist, and I love having her with us. Can you start the O Sons and Daughters of the King? Grab that really quick. We're giving you previews. So, light versus heavy. I would like you to sing the beginning of this a bright green, like bright neon green. So think of what bright neon green would sound like if it was a voice or something. And then try to sing. Would you sit up nice and tall? Let's start. So it's very light, right? Very buoyant. Placement, middle of the road, right? Now, would you sing it like a royal purple? And bring that royalty forward as far as you can. Sing it through your nose. Got it? Around your lips. Ready? So there's, you can play with color. You can do bright versus dark. Would you sing it really, really bright?
Alleluia.
Ready, and go.
Alleluia, alleluia.
So very light. Like, well, yeah. Now would you sing it really heavy? And dark, so what and the two.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Whenever you use the word heavy with boys, they are going to drop. They are going to drop on you because That's heavy to them. That's weight. Okay? So be very careful with the word heavy. Would you sing it? I'm going to skip down. Their magic number so far I found is 19. Would you sound it like you sing that like you were 8? Ready and go.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Wow, there, that's a nasal choir for you. Would you sing it as if you were 19? Ready and go.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Now would you sing it like the adult choir this morning that you heard? And worship, 1 and 2.
Alleluia, alleluia.
They think you were all 19. Way to go! All right. You can use things like this too. Would you say, sing it as if, well, and I know you are, the best children's choir ever to grace the you know, ground on this earth. So sit up nice and tall. What would the best children's choir you ever were going to hear sound like? 1 and 2.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
It changes their sound. Okay? Use a combination phrase, singing bright, all of that.